My dog.
Okay, go.
Yeah.
Huh?
Which one are your B-17s?
We're going.
I like the jacket.
George, speak.
On the Board of Works, would January? First up is, we assemble the December 14th.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Next is Department Head Reports, the Parks Department.
Steve Beaman, Parks. Next month, February 13th, we'll be having our father, son, and mother, daughter, Valentine's dance at Green Activity Center. We've done this for 10 years now. We don't have, it's all free, there'll be a DJ, photos. We don't have a DJ in our photo person yet, but I work on that. WFML sponsors this with us. Last year, we had over 250 people that were there, so it's one of the good events. And then, we're kind of getting ready for pool season, although it's only January, we're in contact club or guards. See who's coming back, give information on the paper for people that want to.
What's the time on that?
About 6 to 8 p.m.
I'm sorry?
6 to 8 p.m. February 13th.
6 to 8 p.m.
Okay, at Green Activities.
Great.
That's all. Next season.
Usual suspect.
Not a police department.
I'm not gonna miss it at all. That's it, I got an upgrade.
Dusty Looking, Vincent Police Department. We ended up the year about where we expected, around 12,000 calls. Some other statistics that might be of interest to you guys. Last year was the first full year that we did our parking ordinance, and looks like we had about 150 parking tickets that were issued last year. As well, about 712 moving violations, which would be everything from, you know, running a stop sign to speeding tickets, as well as some misdemeanor violations. For our arrest, according to Peter, we were about 862 arrests last year. That would include sometimes if a person's arrested for multiple offenses. You know, it's not necessarily 862 people, but it was offense-wise. On February the 8th, we're having our department meeting. This is a mandatory meeting that we have twice a year. Gives me a chance to catch all the guys up at the same time with us working shift work. It gives us an opportunity a couple times a year to come together all at once and get everybody on the level playing field. After that as well, we hold our pension board election for Vincent's Police Department, and those guys serve 2 years, so every third year go around. So when two people come up for it, they either be reelected or replaced on that board. So that will take place as well in February. That's all I got. Thank you.
Next is Brian Anderson, who is not here. Actually, he's got two grandsons in town from California. So, but he did want to report that obviously they were asked on the parking on the streets and did have a couple sprayers that broke down, and we're working on getting those fixed. Next is City Engineer.
Back in the swing of things after some time off, and I've been helping out Phil Cooper with the Sidewalk 50-50 program, looking over some of the sidewalks, and we put some ramps in and driveways and things like that on the side. And I just finished the review for preliminary submittal on Kimmel Road Extension. Put my comments together and went over those with United Consulting last week. So they're getting started moving towards 95% claims. Looking at an April advertisement and a May bid opening as far as schedule goes.
Next is Alan Shepard.
Laura Arian, Animal Shelter. I brought you guys some statistics from the year ending of 2014 and 2015. And then on the back side, there is a chart that kind of shows our outcomes. So our total intake for last year for all cats and all dogs was 1,007, and then if you look at the little graph, it'll show you the percentages and the exact amount of everything that kind of went out as far as outcomes go. So when I compare these back to back, we already made a lot of improvements in 2014. I wish there was a way to get records from before that, but there's just not, it wasn't computerized. So I think that we're looking really, really great. Our outcomes are really great. Like I said, we took in 1,007 dogs this year, and then last year we took in 1,047. So you're going to go, well, that number, that's only 40 animals different. That's not very far off. But just keep in mind that we're now taking in dogs from the county. So we took in well over 200 dogs from the county. And then we're also, we were trolling Facebook, and anybody that had puppies, even if they were out of our area, because it doesn't cost the city anything to take these puppies and ship them out to Rescue Wagon, we took those in. So there were probably about 50 to 75. So what that tells me is that everything that we did in 13 and 14, or the end of 13, or everything we did in 14, which is spaying and neutering and microchipping every animal, is really making a difference. And we can really see the results in these numbers.
Great.
So that's it.
Very helpful. Thanks. Can you give this to me?
I have another one.
Oh, do you? Okay. Yeah, there's an next one up here. So. Okay.
Okay, thanks, Laura. Mm-hmm. Have no old business, we'll move to new business. First is First Christian Church, Andrew Jones. Three banners, please.
Jennifer Jones, First Christian Church. You should have in your packet detailed information about our request that we have to hang street banners for both the Jungle, which is a daycare, summer daycare program, and then for Washington Christian Preschool. So March the 7th to the 18th for the Jungle at Hart Street, April 4th through 15th, both the Jungle and the Preschool. The Jungle would be at 2nd Street and Hart Street would be Preschool, and then the 6th of June to the 17th would be the Preschool on Hart. We're aware we have to provide a certificate of liability, and we will make sure that we get them to the street sanitation department a week ahead of time.
Okay. All right. So we'll make a motion to approve the. We'll approve the following hanging of banners for the First Christian Church, March 7th through the 18th on Hart Street, April 4th through 15th, with two banners, one at 2nd and one at Hart, and June 6th through 17th for Hart Street banner location. I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks. Next is Herbert Lynn Mineral, Rebecca Willis.
Hi, Rebecca Willis. I'm requesting to rent the Riverfront Pavilion on May 6th for a surprise birthday party.
So I guess it's not a surprise anymore, right? You
know? She doesn't know. She thinks, because my birthday is actually May 6th and hers is the next week, so she thinks it's for my birthday.
Oh, okay.
Really for her birthday.
Okay.
Not anymore.
Okay, so Paul, you got everything that you need for this?
We need the certificate of insurance yet, but they're
yeah,
aware
we're
of
getting
that.
Okay. Well, we've rented the pavilion before, so we're just going
oh,
to
okay.
We're waiting
okay. for the insurance. All right, so we'll make an approval, a tentative approval of the Riverfront Pavilion rental for May the 6th from 5:30 to 11:30 for Rebecca Willis pending insurance program protocol.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Thank you.
Thanks, have a good time.
Okay, next, residential parking sign request. Case the city home, 620 Dewars, and Williams.
Hi, I'm Pam Williams, and I work for KCARC. 620 Dewars is one of our waiver homes. There are three individuals that live in that home. When I pick the girls up at 3 p.m. from the Baker Center to bring them to the house, across the street is the Dr. Bridges, there's an oral surgeon, and then the audiologist, and then another one on the end. There is no parking. We cannot park in front of the house. One of the individuals in the house is 66 years old, and we have to park like at the end of the street. It's winter time, they do share a drive, but the person that's on the other side that they share the drive with, that we can park in there, they don't want us to park there because they don't want us to block the drive. So it's hard to get up there for them.
So you're doing this as an individual, requesting this for the home or?
For the home, for the individual.
Do we have a cost involved in doing that sign up?
It's $100 that they would have to pay initially and then $25 a year.
So the residents are going to do that or will KCRC do that?
The individuals in the home, because it's a waiver home. So the three individuals that live in the home, they've already budgeted for that.
And part of my asking that is I'm on the KCRC board, not just, you know, I kind of, just curious how, but that's good.
Yeah, the girls have to budget for it, which we've already done.
So how often is the car parked there?
Well, they have, on their very.
This is staff will be parking there, right?
Right, but I mean.
I think that's what they're asking.
Yeah, the staff will be the ones that park there. The individuals in the home do not drive.
Right.
But they have staff there on the weekends, 24 hours a day. During the week, if it's a holiday, they're there all day.
Oh, the staff are there all day?
If the individuals are home all day, yes, the staff is there all day. There has to be.
Yeah, because I think what Dave was wondering is, I mean, if this was going to be an after hours time when the staff are parking, maybe we could say, you know, no parking from, you know, 5 p.m. on or something like that. But you're saying that there are times where during the weekday, there would still be a need.
Correct. If it's a holiday and they're not at the Baker Center or at one of the plants, then they are at home for that time and then the staff is there for that time. Usually during the week, it's usually from like 3:15 until 7 a.m.
So, I mean, I'm just asking a question. So how much trouble do you think it would be if we posted a sign that said, resident only parking 3 p.m. on, you know, Monday through Friday or something like that? And then on the weekends, I don't think you'd have the problem with the offices.
No, on the weekends, there's no problem. And like the holidays, the doctor's office is not.
And then, you know, occasionally there would be a day when somebody had to be there. But I mean, would that be helpful? I mean, I think.
Yes, it would be.
And then that wouldn't conflict as much with the neighboring businesses. So.
Correct.
Okay, if you're okay with that, I'll make a motion that we approve a parking only sign for 620 Dubois that would indicate no parking Monday through Friday after 3 p.m.
Would this be a 90-day trial?
Yes, we do this as a 90-day trial. Well, do we have, yeah, Dave, we do.
The permits are handled a little differently than a parking regulation, so this will never be an ordinance. So
okay, we won't have to go through.
It's a yes or no.
Yeah, we still might stipulate it as a 90-day trial period, so if for some reason it really runs into a problem for you, and then you come back and save us, you know, it'd be better if we just said no parking or
less parking.
Okay, so that's my motion.
I'll second the motion.
Hey, all in favor?
Got all.
Aye.
And just so you know, the sign, you'll have to do.
It's her first day.
You go to the okay, and different things before they know to sign up, but once that's done, I'll do that.
All right, thank you.
Great, thank you. Nice problem solving on all of us.
Okay, next is Kimmel Park Agreement, City of Vincennes, Vincennes University.
This is the first I've heard of this.
This is actually the transferring of Kimmel Park Agreement to Vincennes University, but this is also contingent on the surveying and everything being done to be sort of the levy, and the levy right away stays in our hands, so basically we're just going to vote.
So we don't have an actual document that we're approving, so what we're making a motion on is.
We have a resolution.
It's a resolution.
Okay.
The resolution just basically says that you and the board of Vincennes University and the Parks Board are agreeing to take the necessary steps to transfer legal title to the university, subject to remaining as a park.
Right.
You should also have the lease there too.
I
these steps.
Oh, the lease for the, between us, the university, and the boat club.
Boat club, right.
Yes, I got it.
Yeah, if you approve that tonight, then we can ask the council to approve the longevity of said lease.
And this, the resolution has already been adopted by Vincent University and the park board. It's just that we're waiting on the council to support this.
Right, and they voted in their last meeting to support the resolution. So the, I think the only question that Steve and I had earlier, I think's been at least addressed openly, and that was that, you know, currently the opening to Kimmel Park from Portland is a pretty narrow kind of entrance and is easily secured for storm water and, you know, from flood control. And then the proposed things that we've seen is pretty wide. We just want to make sure that the university was aware that flood wall needs to be put up there during certain periods.
Is that all? You're right, and they will take care of all that. But they also know that we have to go through the core, and everything has to be mapped, and it is, we just can't come up with something.
Right, just whip up a couple of pieces of bamboo or something.
Kirk and Hunter have been in conversation with Bill Rohr.
Yeah, and I think it goes without saying that this is a win-win-win kind of opportunity for the community, for the university, for the public. And we sincerely appreciate the university's interest and the boat club's cooperation, and we look forward to the day that that park opens. When I was a kid, that was a cool place to go. It's going to be a cool place to go.
Yeah, you probably got tattoos too.
Yeah, I guess we're going to rip it. I'll make a motion that we approve the resolution of the property exchange with the city and the university and the park department.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
And then the second thing on the Kimmel Park is the agreement with the boat club, the city of Vincennes, and Vincennes University on their relocation. The university and the boat club have already signed, the only reason it has to be worse is because we haven't had any.
Right. So does this make the Commodore of the boat club the mayor of Pearl City? That's what I'm going to I would make the motion that we approve the aforementioned lease of the boat club by the city of Vincennes to their new location.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
So moved.